Someone from Harnof asked the following question. I am becoming deaf from the pervasively resounding silence that has encompassed the religious world here in Eretz Israel. It is becoming increasingly deafening day by day. What is this silence? It is the silence of our religious leaders, our Gedolim b'Yisrael, who have yet to give off their unified scream to the world. Gevalt geschrigen. We've had enough of this horrendous bloodshed. Since I can't hear too well anymore, I'll simply ask the question, does anyone recall hearing a loud scream coming from our religious leaders? Has anyone seen anything in the press lately as to what the position of Klal Yisrael is, or should be, with regard to the current crisis that is having a devastating impact on our precious lives? How much longer can we bear the brunt of the mindless cruelties and atrocities being committed against our people by Arab and Islamic terrorism? How much longer can we sit at home worrying until our loved ones return safely from learning, work, or other normal daily activities? The answer to your question is the following. If you really feel that these people are Gedolim b'Yisrael, and they are, then maybe they have reason to be quiet. And maybe your understanding of what should be done and what would be beneficial is maybe not perhaps the right thing. As the rabbis say, Binyan Ne'orim Stira, when fools and young people build, many times their building is really tearing down. It appears to them to be building, it appears to be positive, it appears to be what has to be done, but it's really tearing down. And Stira Zekanim, and when wise people, older people, tear down what appears to be tearing down, really it's building. So maybe we have to have enough faith in our Gedolim that they also have the same feelings you do, and they're also upset. But maybe they understand what is positive, what is proper, and what is not proper, and maybe what you think should be done is what really is not what should be done, nor what will be positive or beneficial by making a scream may feel good, and it may ease your feelings, but maybe that's not what is really proper and what is going to be effective. And regarding the question 110 submitted to your website a short time ago about voting in upcoming Israeli elections, what parties does the Rav consider to be the ones who follow Das Torah? Are the only choices I have Yahadut HaTorah and Shas? I don't see either of these parties doing much about anything. Am I to understand that if we consider ourselves to be Frumi Yidden, Jews guided by Halacha, living our lives in accordance with Das Torah, rabbinical guidance, then are we not able to vote our conscience and select the party that we feel has its act together with a platform that is in the best interests of our people? How about a party such as Chayrut, Yamin, whose leaders have done their homework and have developed a constitution guided by Torah principles with an emphasis on Jewish nationalism? Such a party as Chayrut Yamin is totally against the formation of a Palestinian state within our borders. Moreover, it is totally against the foolish and heretofore suicidal concept of land for peace, albeit the Pikuach Nefesh principle of Jewish law. Has it not yet become clear to any informed person that no matter what we do or do not do, we are in a constant life-threatening stage? How can we give away our land? That is against Torah law, is it not? I think the ones who decide what is Torah law and not are people who are well-versed in Torah law and immersed in it, and not politicians, and not people who go according to their gut feelings, but people who really can look into a situation and evaluate it from a Torah perspective, a total Torah perspective. And therefore, your final question, is it not proper for a Torah observer and Shul to vote his conscience, thereby turning up the sound to this deafening silence that has become pervasive and stultifying within Klal Yisrael? Maybe, just maybe, our unified scream to the world via the media, our Torah Hasbara, will make the world sit up and take notice. Our silence does not seem to be doing the job. And I'm not so sure if our screaming is going to do any job either, or maybe upset the nations of the world even more in a way that's not necessary and has no positive purpose to it. I would rather put my trust in tzaddikim who are steeped in Torah and follow their lead or their decision at this point not to come out with any specific guidelines or proclamations, because smart people don't talk when they don't know what to say. And people who speak from their gut, and even when they really don't know what they're saying, if it's proper or not, but just do it to vent their feelings, nothing good ever comes from that.